Paper 176, Tuesday evening on Mount Olivet. This Tuesday afternoon, as Jesus and the apostles passed out of the temple on their way to the Gethsemane camp, Matthew, calling attention to the temple construction, said, "Master, observe what manner of buildings these are. See the massive stones and the beautiful adornment. Can it be that these buildings are to be destroyed?" As they went on toward Olivet, Jesus said, "You see these stones and this massive temple. Verily, verily, I say to you, in the days soon to come, there shall not be left one stone upon another. They shall all be thrown down." These remarks, depicting the destruction of the sacred temple, aroused the curiosity of the apostles as they walked along behind the Master. They could conceive of no event, short of the end of the world, which would occasion the destruction of the temple. In order to avoid the crowds passing along the Kidron Valley toward Gethsemane, Jesus and his associates were minded to climb up the western slope of Olivet for a short distance, and then follow a trail over to their private camp near Gethsemane, located a short distance above the public camping ground. As they turned to leave the road leading on to Bethany, they observed the temple, glorified by the rays of the setting sun, and while they tarried on the mount, they saw the lights of the city appear, and beheld the beauty of the illuminated temple, and there, under the mellow light of the full moon, Jesus and the 12 sat down. The Master talked with them, and presently Nathanael asked this question, "Tell us, Master, how shall we know when these events are about to come to pass?"